The state budget for the first time includes $2 million to support resettlement agencies. Executive Director of the International Institute of Buffalo, Eva Hassett, says refugees are reversing local population loss and revitalizing inner-city neighborhoods. Hassett says immigrants and refugees are vital to the local economy.
For me, this is a dream come true that New York State is distinguishing itself really from every other state in this country today by saying that we are welcoming and we want to help you integrate and contribute to our community.
PUSH Buffalo Executive Director Aaron Bartley says immigrants and refugees brought new life to hundreds of homes that had been abandoned on Buffalo's west side. And Bartley says they also bring lessons of resisting dictatorships, surviving political imprisonments, and refugee camps.
All of that I think of as a resilient culture. And resilience is something we need more than ever. And I think growing and learning and listening to our refugees as they enrich our community so that we can now stand up to the xenophobia, the Islamophobia, the hate that we see coming out of Washington, and create something special and unique, which is what we've started to do here in Buffalo.
Mayor Byron Brown says he's proud that Buffalo has been an open and welcoming city for a long time.
This is what we do in this community, and that is never, ever going to change, no matter what they say in Washington, D.C.
And Brown says for the first time since 1950, Buffalo is expected to show population growth in the 2020 census.
And one of the contributing factors to that is the presence of immigrants and refugees coming to our city.
The new state budget also includes $10 million to expand immigrant legal defense services statewide. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.